So go to Davis Monthan. From Davis Monthan, she's actually going to board a Challenger aircraft. We had mentioned to you that the Congresswoman's mother was going to be there, her husband, two members of her staff, her chief of staff, and also her communications director, Dr. Reese, will be there, her trauma surgeon, as well as her ICU nurse. So she'll board that aircraft, and then they'll make that two-hour and 15-minute flight all the way to Houston. Once they arrive in Houston, then they'll go by helicopter to another medical center where she'll be checked out to make sure that she is in good shape to be able to start rehabilitation.
So our challenge, especially as we continue to fight our way back from the worst recession in our lifetimes, is to harness this spirit, to harness this potential, the potential that all of you represent. Our challenge is to do everything we can to make it easier for folks to bring products to market and to start and expand new businesses and to grow and hire new workers. For America to compete around the world, we need to export more goods around the world. That's where the customers are. It's that simple.
The one thing nobody could have been in any doubt about was either where I stood on the issue or what the policy of the government was. The policy was to say to Saddam, you've got to let back in the inspectors unconditionally, allow them to do their job, and the ultimatum is, if you don't do that, action will follow. Even though we may look at the world today and say, well, does it really matter? You know, is Iran that much of a threat? Supposing we just let Saddam carry on, would it really have been such a problem? My anxiety is that, yes, we cannot take that risk, that after September the 11th, the calculus of risk had to change and change fundamentally.
Now you see it, now you don't. These fishing boats are straining across no man's land, where a flooded grey river meets a violent Tasman Sea. The boats are sucked and pulled by churning brown currents, turned by waves, hammered by an unrelenting swell. The sandbar at the mouth of the Grey River is treacherous, considered the most dangerous in Australasia. And after a day of heavy rain, these two Riverton-based fishing boats were fighting an 8-knot current. The men on board weren't wearing life jackets, and locals say they were crazy to even attempt crossing it.